Today, the Ezra Shem learned Daf Kof Beis of Masechta Ksubas. Some of the topics we learned about include: Rav Gidl taught, "Kama ata noisin lebintcha kach v'kach, v'kama ata nois lebintcha kach v'kach, amda v'kitru kano." If the father of the chassan and the father of the kala each told the other what they plan on giving the married couple, and then the chassan and kala got married, the fathers are now obligated to give what they agreed to. Hein hein advarim haniknu b'amira. The verbal agreement makes a kinyan, because in exchange for the pleasure of the marriage, they obligate themselves to fulfill their respective commitments, and this is considered a kinyan kesef. The Gemara will also discuss whether such an agreement that falls into the category of hein hein hadvarim haniknu b'amira is allowed to be written in a shtar and signed by Eidim. This will depend on the following. If such an agreement, when written in a shtar, allows the person to collect from the chasam shebadim, it is allowed to be written in a shtar. If it does not allow the person to collect from the chasam shebadim, it is not allowed to be written in the shtar, because the bearer of the shtar may use it to collect from the chasam shebadim. If a person writes in the shtar to another person, "I owe you a mana from a previous debt," and there were no Edom on the shtar, and the person then handed over the shtar in front of Edom, is he chayev or potter from making the payment? Arev hayetze achar chisim shtars. The obligation of the guarantor was written after the Edom signed on the shtar. This is similar to our case in that there are no Edom to the chiyuv of the arv. The shtar was merely handed over before Edom. Bas etzel ima. A daughter, whether she is a gedolah or a katana, is able to stay with her mother, and those that support the daughter are unable to say that it costs more to support a person that doesn't live with them. In a case where one person will not have a loss from something and another person will have a loss, we compel the first person to accommodate the second person.